Okay, gerbs. Let me get rid of my gum. Are we doing it? Anyway, this is a view out my window. Since I don't have a co-host, I thought I'd just show you guys. Estonia. Whew. All right. You're muted. No, you're muted. No, you're muted. You's the one that's muted. You's the one that's muted. Oh yeah, if it's muted, how come everybody in the chat's talking about toast? Okay. Anyway, let's record. You're black. Oh. Okay, you gotta stop. Live from Estonia. This is the Estonia. And this is what I look like after one of the worst nights of drinking. I've gotten more drunk in this week than I have in years. Years. Monday night, I went out in Liverpool with Sean, and we drank like three pitchers of beer, like giant pitchers of beer. And I just don't, like, I don't fucking drink like that anymore. Until Wednesday night. Last night I was out until 4:30 a.m. almost. Drinking here in Estonia. It's not as cheap as I thought it would be to drink. It's probably the same price as the UK. I mean, €5 a beer. And this is probably like a touristy area, the old town. If you didn't see it, this is the old. This is the old town. Anyway, so yeah, I went out last night and I just stumbled into a bar and started, you know, talking to people. I gotta make myself, known. And, no, I met a lot of people. Like, when you're alone, first of all, this is saving my life. This isn't a sponsored segment, but I had a lot left over from Hackamania. And you take some of this. And I know people complain about the taste. It's not, but it's not Kool-Aid. You're not supposed to, you know, do that kind of stuff. But anyways, yeah, so I got up this morning. I pretty much walked all of Old Town. It's not that big. And saw the historical buildings, the oldest, what do they call that? It's the oldest town hall. In Europe. It's the oldest standing town hall in Europe. I think it was built in 1404. There's also I'm just giving you the tourist notes so you don't have to come. There's a pharmacy. I think there's a pharmacy here that's run since 1422 continuously. It's still open today. 1422. I don't know what they were issuing back then. okay, I'm reading. First of all, I don't know if any of this stuff's going to work. I don't have an extra monitor set up today.
Esti on Ilusrik, ma armastan sedanivaga, valitsus on hamastav jaravas on niuke.
Ma armastan higlas lika vors to sus, eridi esti veri vors, bravo, salut.
I was with a guy from Londonderry, and a guy from Manchester last night, and they were like hitting on the bartender there. The bartender, first of all, was guessing everyone's age, like, she's 18. Because it's like a, you know, it's like a university town. And the bartender was like guessing dudes' ages, like these old... The bar was so confusing, first of all, just to tell you. Like, when I got in it and sat down, like, there were two old men. One was Finnish and one was British. And I'm looking around, and they have laser lights on, like party lights, like on a dance floor, like laser colored lights going everywhere. And it's just two old men sitting. And it has the feel of like a traditional pub. You know, it's dark and wood and stuff. And then there's posters on the wall that say like DJ at 9 p.m. It's ladies' night. And I think it was probably around 8:30, and I'm just like, is it ladies' night? Is there a DJ? And there wasn't. That never happened. It did get way busier, probably around 11, midnight. And again, I stayed there till 4, just meeting people and drinking. It was a really, like, I gotta be honest, man. This is a cool city, and it's a fun town. Like, I definitely recommend people come. It's better than Helsinki, I would say. It might be a little better than Prague. I don't know. Prague's way cheaper. But there's plenty to do, and they're open late. You can go to bars until like 5 a.m. And then I stumbled down to, so this girl's 18 years old, and then she guesses my age. She guesses 34 for your boy. I was floating all night. 34. She's off by 10 years. Almost 11. She's off by 10 years. So I was floating. Because, of course, everybody in Britain who's over 28 has full heads of gray hair. So, yeah, it's fucked up. But, no, it's not. I was a little nervous yesterday flew out of Manchester to Helsinki. And then I had a 50-minute layover, and our flight was 30 minutes late. And so we got there, and I think there were like 6 people on our flight that were on the flight to Tallinn. So they held the plane, but it literally like couldn't have been further. The Helsinki airport's really nice, but it's like literally like it was probably 2 miles. You have to go out through the border, like border check into Finland. And then once you're in the, like, Schengen, what do they call it? The Schengen countries or whatever. It's, like, countries you can, like, travel around here without, like, really having to do passport controls. And, which I guess UK is not part of anymore because of Brexit. I'm not sure. But the plane that I flew on from Helsinki to here is an ATR 72. And you might not know what kind of a plane that is, but it's a dual engine turboprop plane. So like 2 big propellers on the wings. It's got the wing that goes like over the top of the aircraft instead of like, you know, out of the side, like on a 737 or something like that. And it also happens to be the plane. I don't know if you saw the plane crash like a few weeks back in Brazil, where that plane is like flat spinning out of the sky, like the horrifying videos. It's that plane. I'm kind of a plane nerd, so I was just like, ugh. And I've flown on that plane before. United used to fly those planes in the Northeast for like regional connections. And I think I flew that once from a plane like that once from Vienna to Prague. But if you're not used to being on a propeller plane, it's daunting, and it's loud, and you can just tell it's like a shitty, it's probably only like a 15-year-old plane, but it doesn't feel like a jet. So then tomorrow I have to fly that back to Helsinki, and I go Helsinki to Paris. I'll be in Paris for one night in Paris, and Saturday morning I fly home. And I couldn't be more ready to get home. But I would encourage people, like, you know, if you have some money and you're just a loser, you should just travel alone. Ooh, a Dash 8. Yeah, they used to fly Dash 8s. That's even smaller, I think. The ATR carried about 70 people. But it's not comfortable and it's not fun. And it feels as old as everything else in this city. Like when you those planes feel like this city. So that's what I'm saying. Oh shit. Sorry, I can't really see stuff coming in. So if anybody's Jay Santos, thank you for being a new member. Jack the Tripper, RIP Cardiff Electric gone too soon. Oh no, what happened? Clifford, new member. Thanks for joining. I do want to try to stream like out, but the internet on my phone, like I have free data in all these countries, but it's not what you would think is good enough to like stream with. Also, my bathroom in this hotel room, it's not a bad hotel and super cheap, but the bathroom is as big as the bedroom and just empty. There's like a tub in the corner. All the ceilings are like, you know, I'm on the top floor, so like the ceilings are slanted like this. I have to duck for half the room. You can't even get around, like, so it's great. There's a little seating area underneath there. But back in that bathroom, it's a massive room like this. It also has this. It has one of these. And it's just fucking huge. It's just an empty tile room. It feels like a disabled room. But none of the doors are wide enough for a wheelchair. Barely wide enough for a Melton. And hold on, the stream's current bitrate is lower than expected. Yeah, if the stream's bad, I apologize in advance, but the internet is not great here. Hold on, two rolls of TP. You can see that from here? Oh yeah, they do have like a spare below. Daddy be wiping. Anyway, that's what's up. Two rolls of TP Schwinn. Schwing. Codes be different. No, but they just didn't know what to do with that bathroom. Some of the rooms, like the nicer rooms here, have saunas, like full saunas in the bathroom. And I thought that would be cool to do like a sauna cast, but then I thought, nah, the electronics probably wouldn't do well in a sauna situation. Do the Melton Zoom. I can't, Roachie. I can't. I'm limited in my capacities on the road. I don't even think I can play videos and stuff today on here, but maybe. Maybe we'll figure it out. There is of course, a Real Media Player. Real Media Player's getting real needy. Why won't I get 1,000? Well, you go hit subscribe on Real Media Player's account. The guy's like, how do I get 1,000? You're doing great, man. You're doing great. Don't try to grow faster than you. You're doing great. You don't have to do that, man. Eddie Valentino, Rocco and Cardiff did a watch along for Stutcho's movie on their members only YouTube last night, and now Cardiff's channel is gone. Is that true? I don't even know if that's true. I can't believe anything you savages say. Let me go to YouTube.
I don't even know what time.
Oh yeah. Why am I streaming my own? YouTube. Do-do-do-do. Ever heard of it? Sorry. Cardiff Electric. I mean, I'm on his channel now. Oh, hold on. This channel was removed because it violated our community guidelines. Okay, community guidelines are not Stuttering John. So this has nothing to do with Stuttering John. Because basically, community guidelines are... Hold on, I'm on youtube.ee. Is that Estonia's domain extension? EE? Oof. This channel was removed because it violated our community guidelines. So community guidelines would be like hate speech, extreme racism. Take the Concorde home. I don't think they fly that anymore. I don't think they fly the Concorde anymore. Well, with its inefficiencies and whatnot. Terry Nee, ever come across Nina Conti in the UK? Yeah, I mentioned her on the last show. She's a ventriloquist, I think. But yeah, she was in Edinburgh at the Fringe. Slick Rick, thanks for being a member for 11 months. Big Sauce, little room. It's not a little room. It's just, this piece is weird. But you'll live. But we'll survive. It's great. It's nice, man. I got no complaints. Really about that. Oh, is that what those are? They're heater vents. Oh, no. Never mind. I'm out of my mind. It's a radiator. I'll be putting down the cigarettes soon. I have been smoking. It's such a social thing here, you know? Like, everyone smokes. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Cardiff. What, did he show nudity or something? Okay, nudity, says the Burnsides. Melton, what are you doing? Messing with us? Get some of that Estonian poon? I'm a spoken for boy. Spoken for boy? Oh, God. There are beautiful women here, though. Again, this bartender last night, she's 18 years old. And then it comes out that actually today is her birthday. Like last night at midnight was her birthday and she's 19. And then just watching the dudes, you know, all the lads who are here on holiday hit on this chick. And it's like, there's plenty of girls everywhere. Just go hit on regular girls. You don't have to hit on the, hitting on the bartender was always a weird play. I think. Glad the potato's gone. Cardiff's a very nice man. Cardiff's a very nice man. He got struck for nudity in the film. Yeah, I mean, why would you do that, though? It's like when we played Star 8 and Doom fucked me in the ass. With that, you know. You got to take that down right away before the AI has a chance to analyze it. Because if the algorithm sees that you've put up some porn, you'll get a community guideline strike, like, automatically. And as far as I know, there's no way to really contest that. I guess on YouTube, you can maybe get a hold of somebody and get them to look at it, like Shuley did when a rooster got flagged for, like, animal cruelty. It was like, it's just literally a picture of the... picture of a rooster. Made no sense at all. But yeah, his channel is fully gone. Ooh. Some of the videos are still showing up though, like in a search. So that seems weird. That seems weird. Do most people speak English over here? Yeah, a lot of people here speak Finnish, Russian, English, Estonian. Because I think I think the people that settled here, like in the Baltics, like Finnish and Estonian are similar. And I think it shares some similarities with like Hungarian as well. I was learning a little bit last night, but it's obviously it's hard to like you know, when I was in Germany, I learned a lot of German, like, especially as far as, like, ordering beer and, like, stuff. But I found, yeah, more people here speak English than in Germany, I think. But, yeah, I mean, if you've ever been to Europe, you know that we're the idiots. Like, we're the retards that only speak our language. But English is kind of the world's language. Like, everybody's kind of on to English. Anyway, it was so funny watching this chick get hit on last night. Just relentlessly. And then she started, then she, like, got real loose. That she started, like, telling stories about, like, customers she's dated and, like, how they couldn't fuck. Like, she started getting real graphic. She's like, yeah, I was with this one guy and he was just awful at sex. So, of course, we're all like, okay, what did he do wrong? And she said, like, yeah, he would just, like, go at it for, like, 2 hours. And I was like, sounds like he's awesome at sex. And then I go, unless it's, like, insulting that he couldn't come. And she's like, yeah, that's what I thought. Like, how ugly am I that this guy can't come? And then she said that she would, like, ask to take a break. And she would hope he would get bored or fall asleep or forget. But, like, you think guys forget that they haven't come? Oh, yeah. I meant to come, and then I just got involved in a sandwich in an episode of Emily in Paris and started whacking it. Did you experience any racism yet, Mr. Melton? No? Nope. Not at all. Everybody here hates Putin and Russia, pretty much. There's quite a few Ukrainian people here. But apparently one of the biggest causes of, like, everything here being a little more expensive over the past few years is Russia. Like, they get, you know, it's like Finland shares a gigantic border. And they get a lot, I mean, they get everything from, they get gasoline from Russia. They get a lot of staples and stuff from Russia. And apparently that's just caused the prices here to go up. And it's very, again, like, the nicest hotel in town. I think it's like $150. It's like, it's not expensive. But it used to be, you could get a beer for like a euro not many years ago. And now it's, like I said, it's a touristy area, but that I'm like in, but it's 4.80, 5 euro for a drink. But, no, everyone's pretty nice, and, you know. KB says, nobody's got time for 2 hour fucking. Yeah, I was saying, like, you know, like, if you're up all night doing coke or something, or, like, MDMA, and you just, like, have sex all night, like, that's a thing. But you are taking breaks. You are stopping. You're not, like, just pumping for for hours on end for no reason. Adam Thompson, why you on YouTube? Go outside and meet some chucks. I was outside all morning. I went and did my, like, sightseeing stuff this morning. It was probably my only opportunity because I know I had to do a show this afternoon. I did have a beer with lunch. I got a club sandwich, which is very Estonian. I think they originated here. I got a chicken bacon club, so it's like chicken bacon, which is, you know, almost like rubbery ham here, and it's not proper streaky bacon in it, and they brought me my club sandwich, and there was ketchup all over it. Not mayo, ketchup. So I did not eat it. I'm not 7 years old. And it was the most, I took a bite of it. I didn't realize. I took a bite of it and I was just like, ugh, like, this is not the flavor profile. It reminds me of, like, people who put ketchup on, like, ham and cheese. It's like, what are you doing? Why are you putting... I don't like people who put ketchup on eggs. Rochi would have loved that. Nothing wrong with ketchup. No, there's nothing wrong with ketchup. I'll dip my chips in ketchup. That's fine. But not on a club. A club sandwich comes with mayo. It doesn't come with ketchup. That's not. And it ain't no Heinz. It ain't no Heinz. Go get a mail order bride and bring her back. You need a producer to help you with NLO. Yeah. Seems like a good plan. Oh, shit. Super tips. Mr. Panhandler, how many of the islands are you going to visit? You should try to hit all of them before you go. What islands? The Falklands? Couldn't be further. Anyway, what? No one knows what you're talking about. What islands? Did the fries come with a side of mayo? They did. They did. I can't even joke. They did. So, yeah, fuck. I'm drinking, I'll show you the water of Estonia. Just in case you want to know what water's like here. Ooh, it's pH 7. pH neutral. pH neutral, isn't it? Isn't it? And then, of course, I have a fridge here with a movie theater-sized Diet Coke. But they don't have Diet Coke anymore outside of America, so. Well, they have it in the UK. But everywhere else in the world, like Australia, Europe, they used to call it Coca-Cola Light. But now it's just Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Which is pretty much the same thing as Coke Zero. But they call it... Look, even on the cap it says Coke Zero. But no, they don't really do Coca-Cola Light anymore. There's no, like, silver... Like, that, the look of Coke... Like, Diet Coke, like the silver... It's all zero sugar. And zero Coke Zero is disgusting. Like, I don't know. A lot of people love it. But over here, what's huge is Coke Zero and Pepsi Max. And it's disgusting. Like, Pepsi Max is disgusting. Coke Zero is fucking disgusting. It's been in the fridge all day and it's, like, slightly better than lukewarm. I don't know who Luke is, but he's warm. Oh, look, the shadows are changing. Let's go to a look of Talon. Yeah, I don't know. It's very like a lot of the really old stuff is like literally this is like an old medieval city. But then once you get out of this circle, like it's like an oval, the old town. All cobbled streets and you can walk around and stuff. But once you get out of the city, it's all like big skyscrapers and modern buildings. Like that hotel you see in the distance, that white one. Sokos Hotel Viru. There's like a Radisson Blue over there. So like there's like mega malls. The airport is really nice. Very modern. This is the technological hub of Europe. It's amazing. It's really fascinating. Like they've electronified, is that a word? Electrified. They've made everything to do with being a citizen here as easy as it can be, and you can do it all on your phone. You can get a driver's license. You can vote. You can start a business. You can pay your taxes. You can, your ID, everything is an app. Everything is connected to a digital ID. And they've like, and they've actually done it right and correctly. And it works. And they love it. They've made it, the barrier to entry to starting like a tech startup here is like super low. I think it costs 160 or 180 euro. And that gets you set up with your business and everything. Taxes are really low. There's a new 2% tax here that's a military tax. Oh, I've been walking around learning, which is going to military, and I have a feeling that's somewhat to do with the Ukraine war. Because everything around here is essentially becoming part of NATO. Slowly. And it's just, oh, there's a plane. Oh, that's one of the propeller planes. Literally right above us is one of the planes I'm going to be flying on tomorrow. Can you hear it? You can kind of hear it. But yeah, it's actually really like digital ID is a terrible ID. No, they've really done it right here, and it's been going on for a while. Everything in our country is so fucking convoluted and complicated. Like, it is everything everyone complains about, the DMV, voting, and everything, and you're all like, digital ID is a bad idea. That's a bad idea. Oh, yeah. Then don't do it. Don't worry. We'll never do it. We'll never do it. There's still, like, states where police can't look up driver's license and registration in other states. Like, nothing's connected. Nothing's, like... Oh, God. I got pulled over in Arkansas and Texas within, like, 2 weeks of each other for... The reason I got pulled over was for riding in the left lane without passing. They're really strict on, like... Maybe it was Oklahoma. You're not allowed to just, like, travel in the left-hand lane of a two-lane highway. You can only travel in the right-hand lane, and you only get in the left-hand lane to pass. Which sounds good, but it really just clutters up the right-hand lane. But at the time, I think this was 2019, that I had been out of the country for, like, 9 months. And I had picked up my car in Vegas to go drive to do some gigs. And I got pulled over those two times on that trip. And thank God they couldn't look up my insurance because it had lapsed. I didn't even know it had lapsed. And, yeah. A lot of states are like, in Nevada, if you get pulled over and you don't have insurance, they'll tow your car. They'll just tow your car. Like, if you get pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt and they find out your insurance isn't valid, you can't. You got to get out of your car. And, yeah, I don't know. More states need to be strict about that law. It's just, it's stupid. It's stupid. You know who's obsessed with planes? Autistic people. I know. I never claimed to not be autistic. I'm into boats. You know what I'm not into? Trains. I'm not into trains. I think that's a different brand of autism. It's probably like the lowest... See, no digital ID saved you. Yeah, maybe you're right. I imagine, like, there's some world where voting can be done from your phone with some sort of biosignature. Again, whether it's your face ID or your... Like, how are all the websites switching over to passkeys? Which are essentially biometric keys. So you don't have to do two-factor authentication. You don't have to do... You don't have to remember passwords. You don't have to do any of that shit. So why can't we move to some sort of voting thing like that where we can verify... You know, like, maybe every 10 years you have to go... Verify or something so that I guess somebody can't, like, use your device and just keep voting after you die, but... It seems so stupid that you have to take a day off work or go wait in line for hours and learn how to fucking register and where your precinct is, and it just seems stupid. America is preoccupied with building a police state right under your nose. I mean, you don't have to tell me. Do you know what TikTok's doing now? Because they were about to get kicked out of the U.S. It's like, TikTok is now hiring ex-FBI and NSA and lobbyists and pretty much like Twitter did. So that they can just work with the government. So, like, everyone was afraid that TikTok was going to, like, be some subversive cultural thing in America. And guess what? It is. It is. It turns out, yeah, we're just going to let it. We're going to work with them and make a bunch of money. Make a bunch of money. No toe talk yet. Yeah, I don't know if we can watch toe. I don't know if we can watch something today. Let's try. There is a Real Media Player video I would like to see. And I know April went to court and people have feelings about that. Let's see. Real Media Player. Real Media Player. Well, that's it. Johnny is nothing without the goal. That's the name of the video. Johnny is nothing without the toe.
Big vulgar daddy.
I think I fell asleep watching this last night. My laptop died. All right, now, can I share this with you? Let's select the right window. Let's resize it and make you smile. It's too big. Are we gonna share it? Can Patrick do it? It's been a while. Isn't it? Oh, no, nobody's sending in super tips. But it's good because I can't even fucking see. If I don't have at least two monitors or two televisions like Steel Toe, then I can't see shit. There's somebody standing outside my door right now listening to me. So, like, the hallways are very, like, you can hear everything in every room. And literally somebody was, like, walking down the hallway and I heard them stop outside my door. Are you still there? Hi. Just listening to the show outside the room. Okay. That's not too bad. Can you hear me still? We want to know how the apples are in Estonia. Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. Let's see what's going on. Let's catch up on this harsh shit. Terry Neese has ever come across Nina. Oh, sorry. We're behind. Buck Naked, member for 12 months. It's no 29 months, but it's been a great being a Melton ball washer for a year. Yeah, Buck Naked's a cool guy and has offered to do something for me. I want to replace the wooden logo on the wall, and he does like some steel work, I think. And it'd be cool to collab with a fan on something that might be like a permanent part of the show. So we should talk, Buck. And again, I know it's me who... we'll do it later. He got struck for nudity in the film. Thanks, Principal and Uncertainty, for your 16 months. Don Coyote, do most people speak English? Yes. Okay, how did I miss some of these, but not all of them? Gray Lobster, member for 12 months. Toe for life. So Thorough, Joe Burrow, member for 16 months. Aaron said, Slam Piece watches your show today. If she watches this show, she's retarded. I mean, really, because... Oh, well, I mean, what are we going to say? What can you even fucking say? Like, again, like, imagine being a woman who's with Steel Toe. Like, it just... Like, you've seen Steel Toe, right? You know how this goes? So imagine being that ignorant / narcissistic to think... She has some sort of, like, magic that's going to cause him to have escape velocity out of being a complete fucking user and abuser. Whew. Yeah, I can't imagine. I doubt she watches the show, but she watches his show, right? This is the thing, is like every woman, and the Pretty Antisocial, I was watching Pretty Antisocial in Estonia. Like, I can't imagine a woman who like watches him for more than an hour and goes like, ugh, like. And if you know about his history, if you know about his penchant for being so selfish and such a psychologically abusive monster, their words, not mine, that you just line back up for it. And again, like, she's been there. She's been there. So it doesn't really make sense to me. Your balls must be getting so filthy. Come home so I can wash them. And nobody's washing my balls over here. It's really getting old. Apar says, member for 10 months. Win by two sucks. He had gold and made it unwatchable. Okay. Don't know what that is. Like, keep me posted on win by two. Oh, man, there was a part in Win by Two show where, like, he had some gold and, like, he didn't use the gold. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. All right, this is called Johnny is Nothing Without the Toe. Let's turn this down so you guys get minimum echo, but you're going to have echo. I don't want to hear about it. I really don't. Eat my ass.
Big volume. Daddy Wad Launcher Splugetown Mayor with 199 says, could we maybe donate to Johnny's Venmo today? Here's the deal, Wad Launcher. I know that's a funny bit for you guys, but if Wad I don't hit launcher. My goal, there is no fucking Johnny. If you can get these dumb motherfuckers to pony up the...
All right, skip it.
...off with a dollar today. He says, nice thing about that retard bringing back charges, his poll numbers go up. We'll get to that in a second. 335 is our number today, by the way. The evening show people with a nice late rally. Got us 15 up. So, you know the drill, 300 by 7, 200 by 8, 100 by 9, and then this.
I love that he's like officially broken. I mean, we've talked about this forever, but he's officially broken it down into a timetable now with mini goals. As if begging for one goal per show isn't embarrassing enough. Now it's like, guys, you know, by 7, we got to do dig, but 8 o'clock, we did dig. By 9 o'clock, it's got to be this.
This thing turns into a really quick and easy win. Or we can go ahead and we can do this the other way and we can just, do it at the last minute like we always do. It's really...
So, again, just total delusion because we saw a week ago, Thursday, which is today, that he misses, but he does this thing where he's like, it's you guys' choice. You can get it all in now, or we can do what we always do. Stress at the end, and then a $100 bill comes in. It's like, does this guy get $100? Has anybody? When was the last time he got $100 from someone? But listen to him tell you. He'll tell you.
Or we can go ahead, and we can do this the other way, and we can just, do it at the last minute like we always do. It's really become... And the evening show audience has let me know this. It's really just kind of become their MO.
So he's got an overlay here. It says dollar amounts already have YouTube PayPal fees removed. 350 times 4, Monday through Thursday a.m. is $1,400. 250 times 3 is Monday to Wednesday p.m. 690 plus 350 Rumble Friday. 2440 times 50 weeks a year, $122,000 pre-tax earnings. Non-inclusive of YouTube memberships, merch, Patreon income. What else does it say? Outside.
Is I believe the term they use on the evening
gigs,
show.
Etc. Yeah, for every one of those ones, he goes like, oh, we got some donations that came in. I wonder how much he doesn't count.
It goes as sweat gravy, big boy. And which is very, very hurtful, by the way.
But I mean, if you did, you'd lose a lot of weight.
Sweating gravy. Yeah, came, I mean, gravy's
if
heavy.
If it just came right back out, you'd be a lot lighter.
Yeah, gravy is heavy, so there is that. let's go ahead and say thank you to...
Gravy analysis done.
Coltrane over on PayPal as well. Ooh, hey, let's do that. Everybody go in there, and then we'll really get this thing rocking. Thank you very much to Pizza Roll for...
What should I do in Paris? I'm going to get to Paris at like... I think I get to Paris at 1 p.m. And I know it's going to be a little jammed because the Paralympics are on. So the streets will just be filled with special buses. But I haven't been to Paris in 15 years. And I was fine never going back because, honestly, the entire city just reeks of piss and shit. It's a filthy, disgusting city. But I imagine, like most cities, they clean it up for the Olympics. You know, they scooped up all the human shit out of the street. Because when I was there, I don't know if this is still a policy of the Parisians. Coke Zero. There were like all the public restrooms or like city restrooms cost a euro to use. So you literally had to like put in a euro to like open the door. And I think like they were decent like porta potties like around the city, but yeah, so if you charge a euro for hold on, what? Sir Meow Mix-a-Lot says, Miriam. I mean, you've got to be an old fan to remember that. Fuck. Miriam. That was last time we were in Paris. But, you know, I did a lot. It was for NLO, so I did, like, I shot some Man on the Street stuff. It plays on the 24/7 channel, which I need to get back up, but... Yeah, it's just disgusting. So, like, of course homeless people just shit on the sidewalks in the street. The metro, like, the actual metro is nice, like, on the trains, but, like, the metro stations just reek of shit and piss. Just, I'd rather have the rats in New York. At least they don't stink. But, yeah, like, I have no desire to go back there. But I imagine it's a little better now. But what do I know? I haven't been. Go to Notre Dame. I've done all that. I've done the Arc de Triomphe. I've done the Louvre. Although the Louvre is like you could spend days and days and days. But I've done all the hits. The Venus de Milo's. The Mona Lisa, which is not even the real Mona Lisa. You got to know that. Like, they don't put the real Mona Lisa out. You do know that, right? So anyway, like, what's the point? What's the point of going and looking at an awesome replica if you could just pull up a digital copy online? But this was even back 15 years ago when I was there. Like, the guard's like, it's not the Mona Lisa. And now that you have all these climate activists throwing orange paint all over everything, they're not. Plus, the most Mona Lisa is tiny. Yeah, it's smaller than you think. It's the size of an iPad. It really is tiny. you think you're gonna walk in and it's gonna be this big framed thing, but it's. It's like a postage stamp. And then the crowd to see, you know, it's in a room. And it's like on the far end of the room when you walk in. And the crowd is just, you know, 700 people and want to look at the Mona Lisa. It's like the size of a sheet of paper. And you got to wait to get up to it. And just, That always pisses me off. What's the point if you don't get to see the real thing? Here's a fake Sistine Chapel for you to look at, too. Yeah, but how long until somebody walks up with paintball guns and just starts... But, yeah, I don't know. Like, look, there's plenty of cool stuff there, you know, like David and Venus de Milo and all that kind of stuff, which are the real thing, I would assume. But there's an Apple store. Is that still there? I don't even know if that's still there. There's literally an Apple store right beneath the glass triangle of the Louvre. Like the thing you know the Louvre as, like when you're looking at the building, like it has a glass triangle and there's like a sunken down into the ground, underground area where you can look up through all that glass. But literally there's like there's an Apple store down there, where there was in 2009 when I went. But yeah, I don't know what I want to see. The Eiffel Tower, I guess, is cool to like go look at. We climbed it last time. We did the stairs of it. Or maybe we took the elevator up and the stairs down. I can't remember. We were telling people, I do remember one of our pranks is we were telling people outside that it was the Eiffel Tower was closed because Tom Hanks was filming a movie. And like we made several groups of tourists just turn around and leave. It was like, what? How are you believing this? You're not going to go check on your own? We were just telling people like, nah, it's closed. Sorry. Like, the Eiffel Tower is closed now. Oh, is that true? That's pretty funny. Fancy apples, like a Sweet Tango store. The Mona Lisa is 30 by 21. Yeah, okay. It's small. It's when you see it, you're like, ugh. Oh, look. Look at this.
Oh, I wish I had some Saku beer to go with my 16th after that pesky little Zoom call yesterday. Nick really went to town on the old tuna tunnel last night. Now I'll recover and get ready. For a weekend of zero eggy mess stepkids, awful karaoke or Mac salad, no play radio or play boxing. Just dicking, licking, snorting, and sucking. Ryan, Nick, Kayla, and I are going to rub Skeetios all over our privates and roll around in a naked mess. Hey, Mubi, enjoy your sound bar and crying alone.
I break my crying down by the hour. Some at 7 p.m., some at 8 p.m., more at 9 p.m., and the floodgates open at 10 p.m. as Gordy shits all over my house. Another
guys,
win for the toe.
Let's reach crying goals. Let's reach all of our crying goals. I separate my... What is it? I break my crying down by the hour. Some at 7 p.m., some at 8 p.m., more at 9 p.m., then the floodgates open at 10 p.m. It's overcry. Guys, we're 20 minutes away from overcry. You're going to want to get that in. You're going to want to get it in. Saku beer. Saku beer. Everywhere here. I'm drinking, last night I was drinking mostly Tanker Select, which I believe is another local bit of nonsense in it.
$4.99 over on YouTube. He says, good morning, my dudes. Good morning, sir. And he gifts a membership. $4.99 in a membership, man. That's great.
That's awesome.
If all of you want to do that, I think we're sitting pretty today. So I appreciate that. I think 320 is where we're at. 325 is our number today. So yeah, just under 300 before the end of the hour.
Awesome.
If all of you want to do that, $4.99 over on YouTube. He says, good morning, my dudes. Good morning, sir. And he gifts a membership. $4.99 in a membership, man. That's great.
That's awesome.
If all of you want to do that, I think we're sitting pretty today. So I appreciate that. I think 320 is where we're at.
So the evening show kicked in 15. So the goal started out at 3:35, which again, just to let everybody know, like that 3:50 goal is never going down. Remember he said like, no, one day a week we're going to do it. Remember he said like, at the end of the month, we're going to do like no goal days because it's been great. But in this particular video, he just keeps talking about like how the whole month might be in the red. if you guys don't give to the goal. Speaking of giving to the goal, I mean, DK, you don't have to. This is wild. 20 gifted. How do you do it? I don't even know. 20 gifted memberships. What is this? We've done all these? Oh, boy. And then Gonzo. I beat up the Turkish immigrants outside the Moulin Rouge in a Paris ghetto back in 2011. I hate Paris. Also, how do you know the Mona Lisa ain't real? It's well known now that they never put the real one out. But even back, again, in 2009, I just got the bull. You know, like, I don't know. Whenever I go to these places and, like, everyone else wants to go in and look, get a close-up look at the Mona Lisa, I'm just like, all right, I see it. And I was just, like, shooting the shit with one of the security guards. And, you know, I just have a way to get people to open up. I think I said something about, like, I feel like somebody could go just, like, rip it off the wall or something. And he like, chuckled. And I was like, what? Like, is it, like... And he's just like, that's not even the, like... He said that, like, people fuck with it all the time. Like, run up and do shit to it. So, like... Because when I... Well, at least when I was there, there were just, like, stanchions around it. Like... So... With the little ropes. So, like... But he's like, yeah, like, it's not, it's just not the real one. I don't know, like, he could have been lying, but I know it's, like, documented now especially because of all the people just who are throwing paint and shit at artwork, that they're locking that down around the world. They're putting it all fucking in a room. So you and your children from this day forth will go to museums and look at replicas of art, at which point you might as well just get yourself an Oculus Rift and, you know, like, or download an image of it, because, why? You know? I don't know.
325 is our number today. So yeah, just under 300 before the end of the hour, and we're good. Helgi says, you're a little sluggish this morning, Aaron. Have a Celsius. It's my last one. I got three at the beginning of the week. So right. I'm clearing it out.
He's pacing himself.
Guys, I have to drink all the Celsius I bought because I bought Celsius. And after that, no more Celsius until I buy more.
Dude, I'm having a fucking terrible old man day.
I love how he goes like, I'm going to get rid of the Celsius and just drink Coke and Mountain Dew now. It's like, what?
Like a really old man. My right shoulder is completely fucked. It just, it really, really sucks. Let's go to some of these texts. And then, what are we, 15 minutes away from 7? $310 away from...
So look at, like, all these micro calculations he has to do throughout the show. Like, what are we? We're 17 minutes away from 7, so are we on track to get it down to 300?
Today's goal. Thank you guys very much. Keep chipping in. We appreciate it. We want to get under 300 by 7 o'clock, and it looks like you're on pace to do that.
Keep us posted.
So keep that going, and then it keeps us from mentioning money all the time, which is very, very cool.
very cool.
$10 in the next 15 minutes.
That's very cool.
Keep it going. If you guys got 5 or 10 to give us today, we appreciate it. Well, Johnny, today is the day that my lovely and talented ex-wife goes
to
court.
Thank
you, DK. Oh, before you get into that,
I love his profile picture.
Rumble chat. You might want to check.
There's nothing funnier than confident chat.
What about it?
Check the donation stuff.
I don't see one. In Rumble?
Or not Rumble, excuse me, PayPal, YouTube.
YouTube. Oh, there we go. Okay, 2-0 with $20. Thank you very much. Thank you for letting me know about that.
Yep.
It's very nice. So that's going to put us at 295. So we are under 300.
Guys, good
before
news.
Before 7 o'clock. Thanks, boys and girls. If you want to do what 2-0 did and throw in $20, I have a feeling that would end today's need for funds very, very quickly.
If you throw in 20, it will end today's need for funds very, very quickly. Hold on. Gonzo says some Italian guy stole. Why did that go away? Mooney, are you fucking with Super Dips? Gonzo said some Italian guy stole the Mona Lisa 100 years ago. Oh, yeah, the Monuments Men, right? Or was it, am I getting it mixed up with Fury? Because it came out around the same time. Was the Monuments Men the one about, was like George Clooney or something? And they had to go like round up all the like stolen artwork from Hitler and paintings and sculptures and shit. Am I getting that right? I'm not sure. How do I get it off now? Ugh, this system. My tent. We'll wait for it to come through, Ranger.
So thank you very much, 2-0, for the $20. $20 is a sweet spot give, man. That knocks that number down pretty fucking quick. So thank you very much. Okay, let's get into... I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. I don't have, like, a lot for you today. Like, I don't know. Wait, Drunk what? Cat with $5 says, show Johnny the Gator don't play no shit video, please. I don't know what that is, but I'll check it out. 285 is the number for today. Do me a favor, boys.
He brings everything back to it. Like, somebody will do a comment, and he goes, yeah, I don't know what that comment really means. Anyway, it's 285.
And girls, if you're watching right now, get us down to 200 by the end of this hour. Got a lot of time, but get us down to 200 by the end of this hour, and I'm a very, very happy boy. Oh.
My lovely and talented ex-wife, April.
All right, let's move on from this because I literally have I have no idea what's going to happen today. This person texting in, your mom said she is embarrassed that you grew up to be a beggar, but she still loves you, Pumpkin. I am funny in the chat, asshat. Well, who are you in the chat? That would help me a lot. Oh, well, all right, guys, 285 away from today.
Jesus.
Let's go ahead and keep, dropping.
The other thing is when it's like, when there's like four clips of him going like, it's 285, it's 285, so 285. It's like, it's still 285? Holy shit.
Up in those fives and ten spots in Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, YouTube, Rumble. Let's keep dropping them in. And another win for the toe. I think we're at our streak.
This is rambling. So Rumble, PayPal, Streamlabs, Venmo, Rumble Rants, memberships, gifted memberships. It's another win for the toe. Let's get it in.
At five. I haven't updated it yet. Let's get it to six today. Click those links. Knock.
How does that work? Listen to this. We all know that on Thursday last week, the goal reset to zero. There's no goal on Friday, so he was starting Monday with zero. This is Wednesday morning show. So if every show he hit, Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, he'd be at four. The board says five, and he says he forgot to update it, and it's going to be seven. Huh? Like, there literally hasn't been that many shows since it went to zero. So how does it work? Tell us again about the...
Let's go ahead and keep... let's keep dropping those fives and ten spots in. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, YouTube, Rumble. Let's keep dropping them in. And another win for the toe. I think we're at... our streak's at five. I haven't updated.
So this show he's doing is the fifth show of the week. It was zero on Monday morning. So how is it at five?
Did it yet? Let's.
And he hasn't updated it, but it's going to go to seven.
YouTube, Rumble. Let's keep dropping them in. And another win for the toe. I think we're at our streak's at five. I haven't updated it yet. Let's get it to six today. Click those links. Knock it out. We'll be happy. It's kind of fun, right? 280 away from today.
Look at Johnny's face when he says kind of fun. Like, nobody even knows.
Yeah, everybody do what Aaron the Nutless Wonder Boy did. Throw in $5. We're good to go. All right, guys. 280 away from today.
In all that time, he's made $5.
You'd like to contribute. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo. Super.
Also, he's written on his board, thinking it's time for a new camera. But it's like, are you thinking that? or are you writing it on your board? No, I'm just asking. Also, like, why? You know, we've teased him about the set and the banner and the camera and all this stuff. But, like, he's clearly never thought that was important. We all know he's not going to go put $500, $700 into a nice camera for the show. So, why is he thinking that all of a sudden? Is this slam piece going like, you know, your camera doesn't look as good as everybody else's. It's like, no shit, slam piece. We've been saying that for years. Like, you fucking idiot. Also, like, will that make the show good? This is a grant. Is this a grant? Where are my referees? Is this a grant? Are we granting? He gets a new camera. He has a higher res show. And does that make the show good? Does that make him have talent? Does that mean people enjoy it more now? Or do we just get to watch him in a higher resolution beg for $350 every day? I don't know. You tell me.
For chats, Rumble rants, throw them in. Let's get ourselves another win for the toe today. So let's get into the RFK stuff. We kind of started with the politics stuff. Then we went to, we covered what's going to happen.
I bought two Blackmagic Cinema Pocket 4K cameras, which cost about $1,200 each, that are going to roll out in the studio. And it's like, yeah, I didn't tell you about it or ask. Or if you want a new camera, go get a new camera. You don't have to write it on the board. You don't have to literally write it on the board. Melton, no joke, you look more clear now than you do in your home studio. I mean, this is a 1080 camera, and the home studio is a 4K. But it could be the lighting. Apple cameras are just good. I don't know. They do some kind of, like, it's also like a brightly lit room, not a studio. But Apple cameras just are great. This is literally the FaceTime camera on my MacBook. So what are you going to do? And then this is this one, which is also probably better than Aaron's. This is a Logitech C920 that is about 20 years old. And it's 1080 and crystal clear. And Aaron can't figure that out. But he's thinking about getting a new camera. He's thinking about it. Thinking about getting a new camera.
Court today. Now we can get to the... by the way, Kiwi Farms will be hopping today. I think April's...
Also, I think Aaron on this says, like, I can't watch it. I'm not going to watch it. I can't watch the April court stuff. It's too... I'm not going to be able to watch it. And then literally he's done two shows about it now. So it's like everything this guy says is a lie. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to watch it.
Not appointment. Her court time is 2:30. And it's a Zoom call. So people will be able to watch it. I don't know if I will. I'll be honest with you. Like, if I may be vulnerable for a moment, I don't think I'm going to be able to watch it.
Again, he's done two shows breaking it down. He's named the shows that.
Yeah, I'll go with that. So Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants.
I'm not going to be able to watch it. I'm too vulnerable. It hits too close to home. Anyway, Venmo, Rumble, PayPal.
Guys, knock us down from 280, please. I don't want to be that fucking guy.
Still at 280. Holy shit.
So here's what's going on with RFK Jr. RFK Jr. either. They don't want to be Trump people, but they're kind of like the rest of us. They're looking at what our choices are, and they're like, I guess I'll go with him. That's basically the spot they put us in. All right, guys, we're going to move on from this. We're not making any money. It's not going well. The good starts that we keep getting off.
We're going to move on from this because I'm not making any money. Is that what he just said?
Spot they put us in. All right, guys, we're going to move on from this. We're not making any money. It's not going well. The good starts that we keep getting off to, and then, like, just fucking falling off a cliff really sucks. It's really, it's makes you second guess yourself a lot. So let's, Then the water goes. We're going to need the sippy cup in a little bit. I'm falling apart a little bit, guys. 2:75 away. We're past 8 o'clock. We need to get on a roll. We need to get this thing knocked down a little bit. I appreciate it. Come on. Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats, Venmo, Rumble Rants. I'm going to put the links in the chat again. Click it. Throw in $5 or $10.
Guys, click
Let's
them.
Knock this thing down. So I'm
click the links and give the money. Click the link and give it the money. Did you lose Flimsy Greenberg to Steel Tone? I imagine if I knew. No, I don't think so. I doubt that. Flimsy Greenberg's his own man, first of all. He doesn't... If you've never learned anything from Kevin Brennan, who's a diehard Kevin Brennan fan, but he also does not forsake me for Kevin. He lets Kevin know that's silly that you think I can't be fans of both, and that is... That is the truth. Like, just like who you want to like. Again, if you like Chad genuinely, like, oh, wait till you hear about the emails I got from these bitches. Both Michaela and Shades Cow. Shades Cow sent me an email. I can't even tell you. She's like, my mom told me that you hated black people and I shouldn't be a fan. And this just confirms it. And I don't belong. I don't belong in your chat. I don't belong with your fans because I'm black. And, like, I knew it. I knew you'd turn on me, and I knew you'd go off on me about being black and calling me black, and it's because I'm black, and you just hate blacks. And I was just like, be well. Like, by the way, like, this is a black thing that, like, the older black people, like, do talk about white people like that. Like, he'll never accept you. They'll never trust you. They always will see you as different, honey. Don't hang around with them. They don't like you. You're not their kind. You don't belong with those whites. It's like, first of all, what? And then, like, imagine victimizing yourself that hard to your own detriment and then thinking, like, yeah, I knew it. I called it all along. Yeah, because that's what happened. I came out and was like, look, we've seen some blacks in the chat. Like, what? Like, what are you talking about? By the way, that's like the second or third time she's actually said that to me. I think she said it at Hackamania. She was like, yeah, my mom told me not to come to this because I'm black. It's like, your mom sounds fucking racist and full of shit. And then she's like infecting your mind with that shit. Like, yeah, beat it, black. That's the reason. It's not because you're mentally ill. Everyone who met Shades Cal at Hackamania knows this bitch is batshit. There's nothing. She's not black shit. She's batshit. She's batshit. And these emails confirm it. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, go live your life like that. Like, I don't know if we should go in there. The cashier's white. He's never going to accept my groceries. He'll never ring up this transaction. I knew it. You walk around living your life like that. You fucking nut. You fucking nut. As if anyone gives a fuck if you're black, stupid. You're mentally ill.
I'm not a panicky mess all morning. You know how I am. I don't know why, but Rumble won't retain like numbers. I've hit like
Hold
four
on. Peter
times.
Peter Sky Parker goes, Shades Cal is awesome. Exactly. Peter Sky Parker gets her. Do you understand how fucked up she is?
Dead game. Well, everybody hit like, see what it says. What's more important right now is you click that Streamlabs, PayPal, or Venmo, and we knock this down because we're halfway through the show, and we made about $50 or $60. So,
and she clarified, I do have to defend her. She clarified that I've always been a fan of Chad. I love Chad. I found Chad before you. Chad's awesome. It's like, yeah, again, like, You do not belong here, but it is not because you're black. It's because you think Chad is awesome. Like, right. I mean, eventually anyone who thinks Chad is awesome will hate me. Like, because Chad is not awesome, you're incorrect, and we're going to let you know through copious amounts of evidence how wrong you are. DK has been a member for 15 months. That's it. The curse of movie will be strong tonight. Take the North Carolina Tar Heels to destroy the Minnesota Gophers at 8 p.m. Put Cheddar Tits in the bathroom. Put Cheddar Tits in the bathroom. He takes off his clothes to shit. You know? Steel Toe Sucks Super Sticker. It's from Flimsy Greenberg. So there you go. I mean, yeah, all the super chats I think Flimsy does over there are like... trolls, right? Like, I mean, I don't know. The ones I hear on clips.
Let's go ahead and knock it down, please. Time for a rally. Appreciate it. Anything you got, throw it to Steel Toe, listener-supported show. That is our Achilles heel. Everything about this show is fantastic, except the way I have to make money. I wish I could do it differently. This is a daily reminder that I wish it wasn't this way. So if you're in the chat right now going, filthy beggar, fuck it, but you're right. You're right. And there's only one way I can.
He's really using his hands at the camera more. I've noticed this like over the past week. He's really like, he motions to the camera all the show now, like the whole show.
And very not dramatic. Be a filthy beggar. So do what you can. I'd appreciate it. We got a lot of good stuff coming up today, and I'd really like to focus on it. So if you got chunks to throw in, we appreciate it. 5-0 in the 3-2-0, becoming a member for 27 months. Thank you very, very much. Keep it going. Keep it going. When I refresh PayPal, I really want to see some stuff in there. Okay. We've got a...
Guys, I'm not worried about your last PayPal. I'm looking for fresh PayPals.
Trump ad. It's a Trump ad that doesn't feature any of Donald Trump. For revenue, if you use Rumble Studio in front of OBS, you can do Rumble ads. $60 per ad at 1,000 combined viewers.
Got them.
Well, I mean, we have about 400 Rumble, about 600 YouTube. Well, 700 YouTube at our peak.
Sometimes 1,300, 1,500, really, depending on who's lying.
I know the YouTube number doesn't count. But then on Fridays, when we do Rumble Fridays, we do like...
The YouTube number doesn't count, but he's... Hold on. The YouTube number doesn't count, but he uses it all the time and says it's higher than everybody else's in the sphere. And we're little shows. We're little pilot fish shows sucking on his rubbery skin, you know. Panhandler says, do I belong here? Oh, and Flimsy definitely flipped on NLO. Hang him. Panhandler, you belong here every other quarter. You know the schedule.
Like 1,300 people at a time. So maybe Rumble Studio wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. The only thing is I don't like doing ad reads for shitty products that I don't know anything about.
I don't think you have to actually do ad reads. I think just put an ad in the bottom. You just Studio lets you put the ad on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm thinking it'd be like a border banner. Like, no, hey, you got Stoney's logo down there? Yeah, you'd have a logo.
It'd be like a border banner. What?
Of something. Maybe even a changing, like any internet banner ad, like a changing banner. Like,
Let's do internet banner ads. What? He's like, what if you did it like the internet banner ads? You know, like standard internet banner ads.
Yeah. At the bottom. Well, see, Sam Show said...
Like, no websites have banner ads anymore except Compound Media and porn. Banner ads? What the fuck?
As those Rumbles...
First of all, imagine his show all banner added up. Literally, like, his whole screen looks like the shirt Dax Shepard wore in Idiocracy. And, you know, it's just Costco, Carl's Jr. It's just banner ads everywhere. And he'll still need $350 a day. If he started making $60 off ads, do you think he'd lower the goal? No. He fired April, who made $50,000, according to him, and didn't lower the goal one penny. So how dumb is everyone? And again, why is the majority of this show figuring out the show? Why can't they do this off air? You know why? They don't talk off air. They're not real friends. They're not real friends. They have no idea what's going on in each other's life. And Aaron's flying by the seat of his pants alone. And the whole show is him pontificating about things he should do for the show that shall never, ever get done. Maybe I'll get a new camera. Maybe we'll do banner ads. What? Why? Why would you do that?
Sponsors are a scam. Yeah, I don't want to fucking scam people. I guess it depends.
He doesn't want to scam people. Guys, if there's one thing I'm worried about, it's, you know, if my listeners will think they're being taken advantage of. That's not what we do here at the Toe.
Because the listeners are the ones who give the money to keep the show on the air. So if they're saying, look, if it takes pressure off us, do it. And we'll understand that you're, you know, not exactly on board with this shit.
The Mersch system.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Let's see what the audience has come up with. Thank you for answering the call. Michael with $10. It'll plug up your shitter, dude. Another reason not to do them. Gray Duckling with $50. Wow. Thank you, buddy. That is huge today. And he leaves, of course, the dick emoji with the smiley face with the hearts around it and then says Aaron afterwards. All right. That's $60 off the gold. That helps tremendously. Thank you guys very much. Keep that up is all I can. Oh, shit. I just fucking saved something accidentally.
I hate it when you save stuff. I have all my documents just open in RAM. I never hit save. Ah, fuck. One just saved accidentally. Fuck.
15 away from today.
Imagine saying that out loud. Ah, fuck. I just saved something. What?
Let's keep that going. Let's get to 100 by 9 o'clock. Let's get back on track for today. 215 is the number. It helps a lot. Just that little bit really helps keep us on track for the show. So thank you very much. Continue to throw that money at us on PayPal, Streamlabs, Venmo. And thank you, Gray Duckling, for the shot in the arm with the $50. Those are always much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. God, we needed that,
sir. All right. Let's figure out just...
It really is the same people over and over, huh? Gray Duckling, Hobo Chili, Mountain Man.
How good that Biden economy is, shall we?
Yeah.
You know, there's... We can sit here and talk...
Hold on, he's blaming the economy again for why people aren't giving him money? God, Biden taking all my gold.
Statistics all day long, guys. We can sit here and talk numbers and data and nerdy, dorky shit and the whole deal. But sometimes it's the economy isn't so much numbers as it is, it's a feeling.
And the feeling is we're going to miss the goal.
First, SC Motorsports says paying off the goal early is like paying an athlete his salary up front. He's just going to fuck off the rest of the time. New boot goofing, got to make you work for it. I know. Dude, with 5 minutes left when there's like $150 left, all I see in the chat is sweat gravy, big boy. And then a $100 donation that comes in.
Yeah. Yeah, that did happen, didn't it? Oh, wait. Write it down. Write that down. You guys know what usually happens. Like 5 minutes left, I'm sweating. Then that hundo comes in. We've all seen the tape. When that hundo rolls in, what?
All right, boys and girls, we need another hit. Like a junkie, we need another hit. We are 215 away from today. Let's go ahead and get that down to one hundo in the next 35 minutes. How about a little Streamlabs, a little PayPal, a little Venmo, a little Super Chat, a little Rumble Rant? How about everybody doing it a little bit at a time, and we knock this thing down?
How about everybody do it?
We appreciate your contributions. That $60 run we went on a little bit ago was really helpful.
So now he talks about runs from earlier in the same day, like... God, remember earlier we went on that $60 run? And you're like, when one guy gave you 50 and one guy gave you 10, that's a run? Sure. Sure, I remember it. What about it? That was awesome. That was awesome. Remember that? Remember when that guy earlier gave us 60? Those were the days.
We do a couple more of those. We're done with the whole thing. I tell you what, I'm getting really excited for that state fair trip on Sunday.
Here he goes again. This is his whole show. Like, God, I can't wait till there's no more shows and I can just go drink. No, I'm sure he's taking his kids to the state fair, so he's probably not drinking. But like, either way, it's like, I can't wait to get out on the boat. I can't wait to barbecue. God, I can't wait to like not have to do this. Fuck. Hurry up and give me $100 so I can go to the state fair. Wouldn't that be cool for the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, well, it's the last day of doing anything before like it's time to put the kids back in school and you go to like school schedules and shit like that. And I'm not doing fantasy football this year for the second year in a row. I
don't have enough money to play.
I prefer that. You
liked fantasy football.
I don't like my last day of summer being taken up in a garage doing a fantasy football draft.
Why do you have to go in a garage to do it? You have a giant empty house. Maybe invite everybody inside? I don't... All right, everybody. We're all meeting in my doghouse. I don't want to do a draft in a doghouse. Why did I make it here?
I don't like it. So
that I can understand.
Yeah, I really like not having a fantasy football team. I can just watch the games, enjoy the games. I'm not like, yeah, make sure you hand...
I'm going to buy my daughter a birthday cake. I'm not going to make one. The last thing I want to do is be making a cake out in my backyard. It's like, why are you doing it in your backyard?
End it off here on 3rd and 9, you know? Because I have...
Don't you have a kitchen? I didn't even think about that.
You're running back, and I need 6 more yards. Oh, it's so fucked.
Oh, yeah, good point. Nobody wants them in their league. Is that it? Yeah. You know what, guys? I don't think I'm going back on radio in September. Also, yeah, isn't he going back on radio in September? He's announced that. I mean, we're days away from that. Next week in September. And he's like, it's a sure thing. I just got to keep this goal going till I get the radio thing back on. He's supposed to hit the airwaves in September, I believe. New Jersey Ranger figured out super tips. Blaming Bidenomics for your failing basement-run internet Nazi network? Is there anything this doughy motherfucker didn't steal from Count Grumia? Come on, bro. Oh, yeah, we have so much to talk about. We have Josh Denny text to go over. We have the Shuley, you know, people sent me that video of Shuley. I don't know what's going on, so I don't know anything about Shuley, but I know him and I were like fine after the thing, but he said that we had nothing to do with ESO for over a year, and then like somebody compiled of like 20 clips of him like, oh yeah, ESO and I talk all the time. ESO's always backstage. ESO's always here. ESO's family. And then I guess now he's coming out and saying like, no, we just mean like he was our buddy. He's our friend. He's always part of TSN. Like, you know, in the ethereal sense. I do believe he didn't know. Like, nobody knew. Like, this was all out. Again, the report was out there. If this kind of stuff's out there, like, it comes out. But when it came out, like, that's when everybody found out about it. Like, the first person who found it, let everybody else know. It's not like... So, I don't understand the going, like... Well, don't worry, we haven't talked to him in a year. And, oh, I just talked to him the other day. And then being like, yeah, well, I just said that I just talked to him the other day. I didn't really. It's like, what's going on? Just don't tell any lies instead of 9. Like, just don't say anything. Like, I haven't talked to him in a year. If you've talked to him in a year. Just literally all you have to do is go, like, we didn't know. This is awful. And we denounced that. Like, of course. That's horrible. Yeah, this was awful. And we found out, and the minute we found out, we cut ties with this guy. Like, that's literally all you got to say. Why even do the thing where you're like, we haven't spoken in a year? When especially when there's clips of you talking about how you talked to him yesterday, or he was coming to DabbleCon, or... So, again, people want me to get involved in all that. It's like, you unwind all that yourself. That's not my business. If Shuley wants to keep doing all that stuff... And saying that and then having to go like, well, what I meant was, or well, actually, or no, you know what I'm saying. Okay. I mean, but like, yeah, it's nuts. So somebody put together those clips. So you can literally say like, you haven't talked to him in a year, but then there's tons of clips. You go like, I talked to him the other day. He's come to DabbleCon. Like, it's just like, what the fuck? Gonzo says, I'm in a fantasy football league with Gino. From 90 Day Fiance. If that's true, it's fucking amazing. Please let me know if that's actually true. You got to get, like, if you film, like, if you guys have, like, Zoom meetings and stuff, you've got to record those. So we can have, like, oh, my God. I wish I was dating Taylor Swift. She's so hot.
I like that I can just go to the state fair on Sunday, get bombed out of my mind, and then fuck off on Monday. And feel like hammered rat shit. That's, I'm looking forward to it.
Did you catch that?
2:15.
Did you catch that? Listen to this. So again, he's dreaming about the show being done and how he can just spend time on the weekends not doing the show.
That I can just go.
By the way, Sunday's the members show day. But he didn't mention that. He's got the state fair. He's going to go get bombed.
hand it off here on 3rd and 9, you know, because I have your running back and I need 6 more yards. Oh, it's so fucking.
Now there's even more.
I like.
You got to catch what he says here after all this.
That I can just go to the state fair on Sunday, get bombed out of my mind.
So it's his last day to spend with his children of the summer, and he wants to get bombed out of his mind. I can't wait to take my kids to the state fair because it's the last day of summer before they go back to school, and I'm going to get bombed out of my mind.
And then fuck off on Monday.
And then fuck off on Monday. What's on Monday? Just 2 shows. Just work. He's telling you he doesn't give a fuck about you or this show. Nonstop. He always is telling us. God, I can't wait for Sunday to get fucked up with my kids and then just fuck off Monday. I mean, you'll still have to do the goal. We will still need $600 that day, but I'm going to fuck off. I'm going to really phone it in and half-ass it. I can't wait to just fuck off. And maybe, oh, he's taking off for Labor Day. He's taking off for Labor Day. I won't. That'll be my first show back. So Melton will be on, at least.
And feel like hammered rat shit. I'm looking forward to it. 215 is the number for today. Thank you guys very much. Let's chip that down. Let's get it taken care of. That's some hillbilly shit, bro. Guys, we are 205 away today. What do you say? Sounds like a great... We're right on the precipice of the 100s and the 200s. What do you say we make a little rally, we make ourselves a little run, and we do this thing?
Remember that rally earlier? That was cool.
What do you say? Everybody throw in a couple of bucks. We get this thing knocked down. I say, you know, in the 100s by 9 o'clock is a good look. Everybody get your 5, 10s and your 20s out. Let's go. Oh, your gifted memberships are great, too. Your Venmos, your PayPal, your Streamlabs. Let's go ahead and do it. this one. This is my favorite story today. I'm so glad we got to this one. 205 away from today's goal. We're getting close to 9 o'clock. Let's make a move so we're not in the twos at 9. That's hard.
That's rough. We can't be in the twos at 9. You know the rules.
That's hard to get to. Hard to beat. Streamlabs.
We're in our terrible twos right now. It's teething over here.
Apps, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. Get in there, guys. Throw in some money. Let's make sure this thing goes today and we can keep this little program running nice. That would be good.
Why?
Let's continue with this story. So that, okay, to me, that's what blackface is. What these kids did, a blackout where they painted their face and head, that's bullshit. That's fine. Hey, boys and girls, hate to be this guy again.
Here come the twitchy mannerisms. The later it gets, he starts flipping.
Been dry since the last time I said anything. 205 is the number today. Please knock it down a little bit for us. We would appreciate it. We're getting close to the final hour here. Want to be able to get this knocked out and have a successful month. We're only a couple days away from escaping August with, you know, a little bit of black ink. So we'd appreciate it if you feel like contributing.
We're escaping August with a little bit of black ink. Remember when the fantasy's about, we're going to do some zero goal days, you know, because we're doing so well.
We're sorry we're such an expensive show to keep on the air, but...
What?
You know, we got people, we got shit we got to pay for.
What?
So if you could, we appreciate your contributions. 30 minutes of overtime, if we get it down to zero or inside of 50, I would appreciate it if we went on a rally right now.
Again, I can't stop telling everybody this. You get 4 hours for free, and you get 30 more minutes for $350. Just take the 4 hours. Just walk with the 4 hours. We don't need the extra 30. We'll take the 4 hours for free, and then you can get off early.
And I didn't have to be stressed out in the 9 o'clock hour, and we could provide you a good product.
See that?
So if you could knock that down, pretty pleased with cherries on top. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants, etc. There's the links in the chat. I'm going to put it up a couple of times. It's a little needy, but what do you...
Meanwhile, Johnny just sits there taking it, counting the hours till he can escape this shit. Like April.
do. This is how we show our trust. We go about a half hour, 45 minutes without mentioning the goal. During
he starts doing that thing where he has to rub his hair and his head and his face. I mean, he's so insane with his body language.
I'm going to put it up a couple of times. It's a little needy, but what do you do? This is how we show our trust. We go about a half hour, 45 minutes without mentioning the goal. During that 30 and 45 minutes, nothing comes in.
We did 30, 45 minutes without mentioning the goal, and during that time, nothing came in.
I get a little stressed out for 2 or 3 minutes. I ask you. Hopefully you guys answer the call, and this doesn't become an every 5 or 10 minute thing. Please.
What if mentioning the goal became an every 5 or 10 minute thing? That would be... Can you even imagine steel toe like that?
Thank you. Streamlabs, PayPal, and Venmo are the best ways to do it. Super chats, Rumble rants, etc. Please and thank you. Coltrane with says they're under 200. Can't do any more this week, though. People need to contribute. All right. Thank you very much, buddy. We are at 200 for the day.
Thanks, Coltrane.
So let's take it home. Yes. All right.
Yeah, that's the joke, King Louie. He does it every 5 minutes all the time.
We're going to be able to do it, guys and gals.
Right now, live on the air.
No, not live on the air. This is an activity for a day where the goal's already been hit. Right now, we're at $200, so we're going to... Big Vulgar Daddy Wad Launcher Splugetown Mayor with 99 cents. Thank you very much, pal. It's a $200 day. We hope that you guys feel like knocking that down a good $50 at a time. And we can hammer this thing out and call it a successful day for the old steel toe. It now makes you look like a slime ball, too. So let's take a look at this. We do have 45 minutes left today, and we're $200 away, so we...
I mean, can you imagine for hours making $5 and being like, I just noticed something strange. We only have 45...
We need to knock some shit out here, guys. If you could please, that would be nice.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you guys?
Get some chunk plays as
it's almost like you figured out that there's no value in giving me money during the 4 hours.
Or Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants, etc. 200 away, 45 minutes.
The beautiful thing is like the goal, because he's become so obsessed with the goal and mentions it so much, as time goes on, it becomes more and more of his show, talking about the goal, talking about the money, talking about what the show should be. And every minute of talk about that stuff erodes any kind of content or even a semblance of content or covering something or reading an article or whatever it was. So if he ever were to get rid of the goal or make the goal early, like he did that one day, remember that day the guy gave him like the whole goal, like, I don't want to hear about it today, like, here's the goal. And he went, whoa, what do? Should we just quit? Should we just call it a day? That's great. He's forgotten how to do a show. He's forgotten how to be a broadcaster. He's forgotten how to plan a show. There's no value in his reaction to content. It's all just the coldest takes. Literally, again, reading articles and like shit from the show. So like, the more he gets obsessed with that stuff, literally the more he doesn't have a show and he forgets how to do an actual show. So if he ever went back to radio, I mean, I really think he'd struggle because he doesn't remember how to do it. Like, it just like this is the show now. The show is, what's the show? How's the show doing? Let's check on the show.
And it's a way. I've been pretty cool about it today. Let's get it in there. So this is Dan from Nice Podcast Stupid. I want to spend some time on this, but I also know we need to babysit the goal a little bit.
You see what I mean? It's literally interfering with his show. He's like, look, I really want to get into this. This is great. And I really want to do this, but we are going to have to break every 2 minutes and babysit the goal. Huh?
But please make that not the case. Yeah. I do want to thank Big Vulgar Daddy Wad Launcher Splugetown Mayor with 199 says, could we maybe donate to Johnny's Venmo today? Here's the...
Okay, so this really pisses him off. Anybody who wants to give to a co-host, he's like, but I haven't got my nut.
Deal, Wad Launcher, I know that's a funny bit for you guys, but if I don't hit my goal, there is no fucking Johnny. So,
yeah, I don't...
So Aaron is saying, if I don't get the goal, we get rid of Johnny. And if Johnny's not on Steel Toe, then you'll never hear or see Johnny again. Because it's not like you're going to go watch Johnny's show. So this is like a threat. Like, you'll never see Johnny again if you don't give.
Don't get paid. This is why I keep telling people, guys, you wanna pay my Venmo when I'm on Steel Toe? It's up at the top of the fucking chat.
We need to knock this out for there to be a Johnny, my man. So $200 away, guys. Would appreciate it. Need it today. Where did we leave off here?
Oh, guys, guess who just woke up? Gold's Folds.
I'm not scared of dying, and I don't really care. If it's peace you find in dying, well, then let the time be near. If it's peace you find in dying, and if dying time is near, just bundle up my coffin.
It's cold way down there. I hear it's cold way down there. Yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die and when I'm gone, there'll be one red bar born in this world. Carry on, yeah, two.
To carry on. Now, troubles are many. They're as deep as a well. I can swear there ain't no heaven, but I pray there ain't no hell. Swear there ain't no heaven, and I pray there ain't no hell. But I'll never
know by living, only by dying will tell. Yes, only by dying will tell. Yeah, only my dying will tell. Melton, watch. 24 is coming. Did you have a threesome with Paul and Laura?
The Rando Report. Aaron is a fantasy radio broadcaster. Yeah, why doesn't he do, if he's going to do fantasy, why does he pick like his ideal lineup? I'm doing fantasy program director of a radio station. I'd have Steel Toe in the morning, Johnny middays, Mersh afternoons. Yeah, fantasy radio man.
Yeah. No, that's pretty much accurate. That's about it. So yes, guys, $200. We're a half hour away. Not only is MSO winning today, but we're going to be in the red for the month of August with a $200 miss.
Do you believe that? Do you believe that? He took two shows off two evening shows off this month. One because he was too drunk to do a show. He bragged about how much overage they had. He brags about how well the Toe's doing, and no one can bring him down. And now he's like, we're in the red? Where's the money going? How's it time for a new camera if you're this broke? Does anyone believe him? Does anyone believe any of this anymore? Again, like, you can be slow and retarded, but like, at some point you do have to like shake your head and go like, what's going on?
If you could help us out, this would be a... fuck, I'm getting stressed. 30 minutes away. Can't lose by 200. Click the fucking link. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo.
Click the fucking link. Did you hear that? I mean, the way he talks to people... Dude, click the fucking link. Give me fucking money. Click the fucking link.
Fuck, I'm getting stressed. 30 minutes away. Can't lose by 200. Click the fucking link. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo. Let's do this. Let's get some money in here, and let's make this let's make this a show we can be proud of.
So if he doesn't get the money, it's not a show he can be proud of. Do you follow the logic, guys? Let's get some money in here and make this a show we can be proud of. He always says, we did a great show. We do a great show. But is it dependent upon the money coming? Guys, we got to do a show we can be proud of. So you got to give $200. Then we can be proud of it because it earned me money. And then we'll all be proud of it because I earned money. Won't you be proud? I'm taking home my baby bumblebee. Want the goal, be so proud of me, because I'm good.
Let's get that goal knocked out. Again, the ugly, dirty part of this show. Very entertaining, very funny, very good. We got to beg for money. It's gross. I fucking know.
Okay, look. Again, like, these are involuntary movements. Look at how spazzy he gets.
Be proud of. Let's get that goal knocked out. Again, the ugly, dirty part of this show. Very entertaining, very funny, very good. We got to beg for money. It's gross. I fucking know. The only way to make us not beg.
Has to touch a face.
We got to beg for money. It's gross.
He has to close his eyes. He has to squint. He has to grimace. He has to touch his face. All this self-soothing behavior. I mean, this is wild.
Very entertaining, very funny, very good. We got to beg for money. It's gross. I fucking know. The only way to make us not beg for money.
I mean, no adult touches their face like that. It's so wild.
Is just contribute. Gross. I fucking know. The only way to make us not beg for money is just contribute. It's gross. I fucking know. The only way to make us not beg for money.
Look at Johnny.
We got to beg for money. It's gross. I fucking know. The only way to make us not beg for money is just contribute. Throw in. Then it becomes not an issue. I've been doing it less and less lately. I've been trusting the audience to come through. We're a half hour away. We need $200. That's the long and short of it. So pretty please. Cherries on top. Clean the fucking car. PayPal, Streamlabs, Venmo. Now.
Pretty please, cherries on top.
Hey, we need $200. That's the long and short of it. So pretty please, cherries on top. Clean the fucking car. PayPal, Streamlabs, Venmo.
Clean the fucking car. Huh? Pretty please, cherries on top. Clean the car. Now Anonymous and Goldfold are going to argue.
In Dillman's Grove, my love did die, and now in ground shall ever lie. None could ever replace her visage until your face brought thoughts of kissage.
Oh, pointy birds, oh, pointy, pointy. Anoint my head, anointy, noiny.
Anointy, noiny.
Anointy, noiny.
Oh, you guys want to see, let's see, let's check in on Talon. Let's check in on the beautiful city of Talon. She's still there. They love these skylight windows here, like in every building. It's getting ridiculous.
Now, let's get it in. $200 is a very hard amount to make in a short amount of time. On top, clean the fucking car. PayPal, Streamlabs, Venmo. Now, let's get it in. $200 is a very hard amount to make in a short amount of time. So we got to get started now, guys. Pretty please. Thank you. I'm just putting you on notice. I'm going to be stressed as fuck and jittery the rest of the show. I've got this Machine Gun Kelly Sean Strickland thing coming up. I'm really...
So then he starts teasing us and like, I'd really love to do... I've got an article I'd really love to read to you people, but... I don't know if there'll be time. And it's like, well, you just told us about it, so we'll just go read it ourselves and save the money.
Excited about that. CNN making fun of RFK Jr.'s voice.
You noticing all the hand movements? Like, it's he's getting...
Then having to apologize for it. I thought that was great. We've got some good stuff coming up here. I really want to be able to focus on it, but I
can't focus if you don't give me money. Hold on, I thought you'd do the best show. I thought the reason people don't give is because they're so distracted by your good show. But now you can't focus if the goal's still there. I thought it didn't affect you. Oh, only my sleep and how much I eat and whether I'm able to travel or get a new camera or focus during the show. Aside from that, I'm barely affected by it.
I will tell you this. $200 away with a half hour left, I'm not going to be able to focus. Nana's Clam says, do something we're donating to. Show us your tits. Oh, that's actually very funny. I was reading...
It's not funny. It's good advice. Do something worth donating to.
It is a shitty thing. Mm. King of all Yetis says, the ugly part of the show is you, Aaron. Thank you, buddy. Dead Game says, get a fucking day job. Do your little show at night. Don't worry. If we miss by $200, I will. And I'm not doing a show at night. Like, if I fail at this, I've said this numerous times, I'm not giving people the satisfaction of, like, hanging on to the dream of streaming, you know?
Right.
Ooh, listen to this. This is interesting.
Like, if I fail at this, I've said this numerous times, I'm not giving people the satisfaction of, like, hanging on to the dream of streaming, you know?
Right.
It's fucking over.
I mean, you're hanging on to the dream of radio and you haven't been on in 7 years or whatever. But that dream's worth it because it's terrestrial radio, but you're going to give up streaming?
I'm not doing, get a day job, do your show at night. No, I'm going to work on making that, you know, more successful than my show ever was. Whatever.
Whatever job I get, you know, I'll spend full time doing that job and you'll never see me stream again. Okay, Stuttering John. Okay.
Or I end up doing. So it's either hit the goal or fucking hit the bricks. That's what it is for me. So, chip in, throw in some money.
Yeah, this is all just guilt tripping everybody. Like, guys, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. Gold Foes wants you to go look at Melton on Instagram. How do I bring it up? Go look at Melton's manatee study on Instagram. Ooh, you got it.
Clean the car, is what I told this bozo on a daily. Aaron wouldn't do shit around the house. The man is useless.
Clean the car. Oh, this is like Jordan Peterson's Make Your Bed. Pretty please, cherries on top, clean your car. Pretty please. Cherries. Remember I said about the cherries, though?
Honey, we got to get this thing knocked out. It's really getting to be a shitty day. Mojo says extortion. This is total extortion. No, it's just fucking me panicking. That's all it is. You've seen this before.
And it's also the facts. Like, people are like, oh, well, just get a day job and do your show at another time. You make it sound like it's one. No, it's one or the other.
I'm not doing,
the show as a job.
I'm not doing.
We're not doing the show.
I'm not doing a fucking. If you think that like Steel Toe's gonna fail and then Aaron will come back and do an evening, no fuck no, I'll be so bitter.
You're so narcissistic, you can't go away. You will do a show. You always do a show. Again, I hate that I know him better than he knows himself. Like, how come I have to constantly tell him what he's gonna do and how it's gonna work out? He's like, yeah, right. Remember, literally, like there's a clip on Real Media Player how he opens his show like. Nobody's bringing on the toe. We're doing fine. If we don't get $200, we'll be in the red for the month, and then I might have to quit and get a job, and I'll never do a show again. Nobody was getting in the toe. You're doing fine. Nobody's getting in the toe. We're doing fine. Which is it? Which is it?
Like, I'll just be honest with you. I'll be so bitter that I failed so hard. I ain't coming back at night. All right. Let's go to this Sean Strickland Machine Gun Kelly thing. $200. Let's make it go. Tim,
see, while he's talking about topics, he's on his phone just refreshing. Like, he can't. He really can't focus. He actually can't do a show anymore.
Timothy, thank you for the 50. I feel so shitty that I have to beg this hard to get, like, close. But, hey, that's the kind of show I have. I'm not better than that. You know, it's just you got to acknowledge sometimes you're not better than that. And I'm not.
What?
I'm not better than that. You know, it's just you got to acknowledge sometimes you're not better than that. And
one
I'm not.
One more time.
I'm better than that. You know, it's just you got to acknowledge sometimes you're not better than that. And I'm not. 150 away. Better. Let's keep it going. Thank you, Timothy, for the $50. I appreciate it. Let me just make sure there's no comment with that. I'm excited to do this MGK Sean Strickland thing. He says, striking distance. Now follow suit, assholes. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. You're the man. Keep it going. Here we go. Sean Strickland. By the way, thank you to Bridget for gifting 5 memberships on YouTube. We're doing it. 125 away from knocking out today. We got a little more than 15 minutes left. 125 is the number. There we go. We're getting there today. Keep chipping in. Appreciate it. We can do this. There we go. We're getting there today. Keep chipping in. Appreciate it. We can do this. 10, 15 bucks at a time. You guys have got it. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants, gifted memberships.
He's rubbing his temples. Mountain Watch 24, did room, sir, get your 50 wings order? This guy can't even tie. Like, every time he misspells something in every one of them. Figure it out. How do I live without you? I mean, it's just like, stop saying that I like wings. Stop saying that I like chicken wings, please. Please. It's embarrassing. No one eats chicken wings. There's not chain after chain after chain of places that like, and again, this is anti-black. If you start attacking chicken wings and chicken wing lovers worldwide, well, I've got a beef to pick with you, my friend. Okay. Back to the toe.
Thank you very, very much. Okay. So this is MGK's response. 120 away from today. Let's do it. Click one of those links. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats. We need it. Let's get that win.
Let's keep
this thing fucking going. Let's do overtime today. Everybody chip in 5 or 10 right now. If you got 50, throw in 50. That's great. But everybody get in on this, and let's make this happen. We've also got a Texas football coach that's been arrested after calling the police on a prostitute after she robbed him. Chevy fan with a dollar says trash. All right, we might check that out later.
Throws that in as an aside. Like, we've also got a story about a guy who went swimming in a trash can and never saw his daughter again. PayPal stream.
It's the MGK Jelly Roll song. I don't feel like... Right now, if you got 50, throw in 50. That's fucking great. But everybody get in on this, and let's make this happen. We've also got a Texas football coach that's been arrested.
Oh, Moody, super tips went down. I can't see any of the super tips. Oh, no. I can bring this one up about the wings. Oh, wait, now that disappeared. Well, I'd rather keep the wings one up than anything. The whole website won't load, Moody. If you're awake. Literally, like, it's just blank white. Supertip.gg. And the problem is, we have a bunch of people using Supertips who still don't know how it works after using it for months. Like, Rocco the other day was, like, screaming about Supertips not working. Like, they're not showing up, they're not showing up. He had them all off. He had them all filtered off. He's like, don't show me YouTube Super Chats. Don't show me voice tips, and don't show me text tips. Yeah, nothing shows up when you do that. And then Pretty Antisocial was, you know, the sound's not working. Super tips is broken. Oh, no, you selected the wrong mic, right? So it's like, look, it is complicated, but it's, you know, it's a more complicated system than StreamYard, of course. And using it's, you know, you do have to learn the five steps and... Okay, he just rebooted it. I assume. But we just have people running around saying it's broken. Like, Super Tips is broken. It's like, no, Corndiff, you need to do it right. Oh, God. But I love it. And Carl had one where he was logged into the wrong account. It's like, yeah, Super Tips isn't broken. It literally runs on AWS and auto scales. Like, it's not broken. But that's the first thing everyone says when they can't get it to work. They're like, yeah, Super Tips is broken. Yeah. Yeah. All right. But it is actually broken now. Or it's Estonian internet. It could be Estonian internet. But I can't get it to do shit. Hold on, I'm getting texts. Wow. It's either Estonian internet or it is actually experiencing problems. User error except now. It's set up right. We've been using it. Now it won't load. Like, it literally... Well... That's my panel. So it is actually broken now. And Moody's probably asleep. So we have one. Uh-oh. Now Haley from... What's she going to say? Nah, it's down. Also, it was user error for me because I forgot to change the audio output from a stream we did over the weekend. Right. But actually, it is down now. So, like, and there are super tips in there. And this has to be solved, Moody, where other people can reboot this thing without you. The fact that you're asleep while we're all using it in America is insane that I can't fix this. So I need some sort of access to fix. Like, we're at a point now where we have enough shows using this where it's interrupting shows and costing money. Like, if Perry Caravello's stream is on right now, wait, what's today? Thursday? It's not. But, like, the fact that I can't, like, reboot this or whatever is insane. I don't even know if you can reboot an AWS instance of... And we all just, like, no shows can use it today until Moody wakes up, because Moody's the only one allowed to... And don't we have a tech guy in Ireland now? So that's literally the opposite side of the planet. So, like, shouldn't he be able to reboot this with a text? I don't know what's going on. We've really got to get this company together. We're spending a shit ton of money to redo the whole interface and stuff right now, and we can't even get it to run.
After calling the police on a prostitute after she robbed him. Chevy fan with a dollar says trash. All right, we might check that out later. It's the MGK Jelly Roll song. I don't feel like getting today's show taken down. Thank you. It's been happening too much lately. But thank you for the dollar. 120 away. Can't distract from what we really need right now, which is listener contributions.
We can't distract. Guys, I'd love to do some content, but we can't distract from what we need. Money.
And a way to keep...
Uncle Jack says, just grab a cup and start begging. It seems to work for Mubi. Yeah, like, I don't need the money. I just feel that people are sending in stuff and I can't put it on the screen. I can't even check it. I can't even read it. And Corndiff's over here, you know, telling everybody that it's super chats for the win. And he's right. That's the thing, is he's right. Who needs Jerry Lewis with Aaron begging all day? I don't know if we did that one. Random report. Thank you. Ozone, thanks for becoming a member. Appreciate that. Little Emmy, welcome. Mikey, member for 11 months. You rock breakfast soda. Is that my new nickname? Shroomdiff Nuclear says, Uncle Electric's channel just got nuked. Yeah, we talked about that earlier. Oh, there it comes back. But I wonder if I'll be able to do anything on it. Someone's listening to me outside again. All right, let's see. He should be up. No, I guess not. He probably just went to bed. Moody. So this will just be down for 12 hours now. Oh, God. Random report. Please give generously to Steel Toes Labor Day Johnny-a-thon. It'll save a tard from his wheelchair prison. You'll be glad you did. I don't think he has a wheelchair. I don't think he even has a wheelchair.
This show going pretty, pretty please. Nana's Clams, if you don't like it, you are free to go. We've got a bunch of shit for overtime.
Listen to that. Imagine telling someone in the chat that. Careful, he'll ban you. When he's in this mood, he'll ban you. Like, hey, if you're not enjoying the show, how about I help you out? I'll just kick you out. Mods, go nuts.
120 away. Can't distract from what we really need right now, which is listener contributions and a way to keep this show going pretty, pretty please.
Nginx Gateway Timeout. That's what we're getting. So that's going great.
Nana's Clams, if you don't like it, you are free to go. We've got a bunch of shit for overtime. I can just cut you loose too if you're gonna.
Oh, there he is. I can just, you know what? Nana's Clams. I'll be damned if I'm gonna let a clam talk to me like that.
Go. We've got a bunch of shit for overtime. I can just cut you loose too if you're gonna be shitty like that. One Man's Army Swamp Party with $5 says Aaron Kunta Kinte of the Steel Blow. Why you ducking me? I thought you wanted a boxing match, LOL. Who are you? Contact me. I'm always, you know me. I always like getting...
Imagine every person who wants to fight you, you go like, you know me, I'll fight anybody. Get in touch. I don't know who you are, but I will fight. Let's fight. Like, okay? What if you said to me, like, Melton, Steel Toe wouldn't box you, but I'll box you. Let's do it. And I'd be like, I can't fight. I don't know how. I'm too fat. All right, hold on. Let's try Touch ID to log in. I don't know why I have to log in again. Super Tip wants access to your YouTube. Oh, it's working now. Did it reboot itself? Did it reboot itself? Uh-oh, we might have it back. Another win for the tube. This is embarrassing. YouTube running ads in the middle of live content is like Twitch. They're really bad about, where to auto-insert ads. Like, if you go look at, like, if you upload a video and, like, select auto-insert, like, ooh, look at the birds. There's so many birds. Where did they go? Where have all the birds gone? Sorry about that. Oh, fuck. All right, hold on. What is this?
Ur roofline snaps are as real as your wife and Rick's. Take a selfie NXT to pick Herman, and I'll believe you're in Estonia. Liar.
God, I've never been so gotten in my life. Have you guys figured out that I'm not in Estonia? Have you figured it out? God damn it. Please give generously to Steel Toes Labor Day. Oh, we already did that one. Thank you. I think we did that one. Shroom Diff. We did that one.
Why is it that we don't always recognize the moment when love begins, but we always know when it ends?
Just anything with Jake being thoughtful and poignant. Oh, I never thought about that. Random report. Who needs the Jerry? Okay. Sorry. We're all caught up. Good, 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 good. Oh, you know how I can prove it? You can prove it like this. You can prove it like this, you fucking idiot. Estonia? Melton. Estonia? Melton. Okay, is that nice? It's kind of nice. Imagine faking that. I didn't get to see that. It's very funny.
And in the ring and moving around a little bit, one man's army. I just, forgive me, don't know who the fuck you are. All right, guys, 115 is the number. Make it happen. Let's not take the L today. 3.5 minutes to go. Neil with $20 over on PayPal. Thank you very much, Neil. All right, guys, 95 away.
So close.
This is doable. Someone's saying, with all the hard begging, you're giving Mersh content. Mersh needs content, dude. He's fucking withering away to nothing.
So he should just be saying thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, Mr. Imhold, is what he needs to say. 95 bucks away.
I'll give anybody a free t-shirt who can figure out where I'm staying. I'll give you free. All you have to do is call my room. Can you do it while I'm live? Probably not. I won't be around much longer. Uh-oh.
I don't think there is a staircase in Estonia that can support your enormous weight. Fact.
Jesus Christ. I'm on the 7th. Floor, and yeah, there's a lot of stairs. It's bad. Europe is not friendly. If you don't, if you actually can't walk, if you're really not mobile, don't come to Europe. You can't. You will need to walk and climb and not have cold drinks because they don't know how to do it.
Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants, etc. Let's keep it going. Oh, my goodness.
It is a mini split above the door. There is at least air conditioning.
3 minutes to go. 3 minutes left. Let's make it happen. Please and thank you. Yeah. All right, guys.
Fucked up.
$90 away from today. $90. 2 minutes left. We got to get to 90. Let's do it, guys. Let's make it happen. It's been a struggle today, but we can get there. We can get there. 90 away. Make it happen. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo. Oh, boy. 5 from Kraken Slappin'. 20.
Kraken Slappin'. Hey, guys, I don't like either of you fighting on my.
Hey, baby boy. Remember when Shuby exposed Mark David of Red Barn Radio of selling sponsored Arcos MP3 players on eBay when he was supposed to give them away as prizes? Pepperidge Farms remembers.
Hey, gold folks. Do your dirt fingernails keep you warm at night? Give it a fortnight.
Jesus Christ.
I love how you people don't get it. He's generally going to get the money. People intentionally make him wait to the last minute to watch him squirm. Nobody cares about the stories.
Yeah, but you don't have to give him the money to watch him squirm. He'll squirm anyway and then not get the money and then leave. Like, why give him the money? Giving him the money isn't what makes him squirm, you know?
From Shannon, that's 25 coming in. That puts us at 65 for today. We're close. We're getting close. 65 is the number. It can be done. Minute and a half left. Let's do it. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants, etc. Come on. 20 more, and we do the. We get you an extra 30 minutes to get the rest of it knocked out. Let's make this a win. Nana's Clam says Aaron thinks Jesse likes him. I think Jesse is fascinated by us. I think he likes coming on the show. I do. All right, guys. Fuck MSO right in his stupid asshole. 1 minute left. Everybody. Yeah.
Get MSO, guys. You're not going to let MSO win, are you?
He get in. Everybody's been chipping in here during the rally. $65 away. We're avoiding red ink for the month of August. That's what we're doing. 1 minute to go. Make it happen. 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. I don't give a fuck. Make it happen. April's truck payment gifting 5 memberships.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you give. I don't give a fuck what you give. Oh no, is this true? This could be very, very bad for me.
Hey, buddy, are you worried being so close to Russia? The Russian mob will human traffic you. And after they're through pumping your pooter shooters, sell you to the Russian army. What will your call sign be?
The ground forces of the Russian Federation, despite recent setbacks, is still a professional fighting force. And would not allow call signs. Also, while there is some coercive recruitment in the form of a recent partial mobilization, in addition to annual conscripts serving 1 year in the military, there is no evidence of the Russian army buying slaves. The Russian army is semi-volunteer in that some of its soldiers sign contracts for certain periods. These so-called contract Niki see the bulk of the fighting. Hey, if the radio gig don't work, Aaron can join the Russian army.
I, too, was human trafficked and had my pooter shooter pumped.
Jake saved it.
No, stop. No. I don't want you guys fighting on super tips.
Please. Keep it clean. Cash, thanks for the $10. Mubi, really, it's a combination of the Uter, the pudgy German kid from Spider Pig from The Simpsons. If you do a side-by-side, it's amazing. Uter, the pudgy German kid, and Spider Pig. Spider Pig, Spider Pig. Doing things that is Spider Pig.
Thank you very much. 55 away from having a successful day today. 40 seconds to go. I'm sorry. I can't even count now. 40 seconds left. Make it happen. Here we go, guys. We're almost there. 55 bucks away. Get it. Last little bit.
I like, there's so many considerations to, like, you know, like, he just got to get a 50. Like, I got to get to 50. And then we're allowed to, like, do it. I mean, that's relatively new in the past 8 months or so. Like, as long as we get to 50, it's like we reach the goal, but we'll just spend the 30 minutes still begging.
At MSO's putting on his angel horns. His halo. Fuck him. One man's army with $5 says that's fine that I'm a nobody. As long
again, why would that? This is all new. Constant, like, it. We gotta. He's all at the camera now. Like, the whole show.
As long as I get a fight in either Daytona or Minnesota, you pick, see you around. I'm excited, buddy. Get in touch, send me an email, something like that. You know me, I'm not good at following up.
We're going to do this.
10 seconds away, 50 bucks away. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We are at 50. We can get this done.
I was worried.
We'll extend. But let's hit the last 50.
Guys, we'll extend, but let's not get in the habit of this, huh? Let's not make this happen all the time. Ricky Bev says, you could have gotten an additional 20% of this free super chat if Moody wasn't sleeping in Hobbit Town right now. That's true. Wizard Nug, member for 16 months. Does Johnny ever say anything when the Togol is pontificating? No, he sits there quiet. He's on his way out, man. Mark my words. Mark my words. He's trashing him. He's going to... Even Aaron's like, why would he go on a show of people to make fun of me? Why would he do that? He's going to eject soon. That's why. He doesn't like you. He tolerates you. So glad Anonymous funded this trip. This is remarkably entertaining. It actually is like a little vacation. I didn't expect to enjoy it here. And it's a really cool city. It's a really nice, fun time. I'll try to do some stream or something tonight from my phone. We'll see how it goes. If it flows. You know?
Bucks for today. What do you say? Come on. Extra half hour, 50 bucks away. We've come too far. I've shouted too much. I've begged too much to miss now. 50 bucks. Everybody with a 10 spot, throw it in right now. Let's get this thing taken care of in the overtime here. All right. Moving on.
Yeah, let's move on.
It's been a hard week. To knock these out. I'm not going to pretend it hasn't.
Mr. Me just dropped $5.
Thank you, Mr. Me, with the $5. All right.
Johnny tells him, like, you just get $5, you little bitch.
35 bucks away. Make it happen. Thank you, Thermodyne Diesel, for the 10 gifted memberships. That's a big one. 25 bucks away for today.
Thank you.
25 bucks away from another win for the toe.
Anytime you're spazzing out and worrying, it's not a win. You're affecting your mental health.
Kloppo Graham says, Matt needs to go to save the evening show. New co-host needed. Well, you get your way. You get your way on Wednesdays when I do it by myself. How's that? That's a good... Dr. Silverwolf with $5 says, finally get a chance to dono. Good morning from Kentucky, boss. Thank you. 20 bucks away. from another win for the toe. Thank you, guys.
Limp wrist in a full effect. Watch.
Thank you. 20 Thank you. Bucks away from another win
it
for
the toe. It just hangs there. It's so natural.
Toe. Thank you guys very much. All right, let's get going here. Never mind. Patrick with 20 bucks. That's a win.
The crowd's going crazy. The crowd loves a win.
There we go.
Another win for the toe, I believe. Thank you very much.
See how casual he is now? Like, look at us. We always do it. I knew we would. Pretty cool. I'm great.
We have knocked it out. Anything you guys contribute from here on out goes towards tonight.
The motions, the hand movements.
Night. Thank you so much for making me sweat gravy once again. All right, let's do this real quick. All Care Towing, 320-25.
Oh, so all the ads go in overtime. So again, 4 hours are free. 4 hours are free. But if you get 300 in, he'll stick around to beg for another 50 and do ads. And if there's time, we have a Machine Gun Kelly story. You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe what I read on a site you can also access.
253-5203 for All Care Towing of St. Cloud. If you go in the ditch, if you need a lift, if the car won't go, All Care Towing is quicker than everyone.
If you go in the ditch and you need a lift, call All Care Towing. If you go off the road and you can't hit the goal, call All Care Towing. They'll tow you to the goal.
That's 320-253-5203 for All Care Towing of St. Cloud. No matter what kind of vehicle you have, they've got you.
As long as you're within their 5-mile towing radius. Again, within St. Cloud, they've got you. Are you visiting St. Cloud and went off the road? Yes, Mooby, yes. We've all been there. We've all been there. We've all been visiting St. Cloud and thought, I wish there was a tow truck company that supported my favorite podcast that I could support. But I guess I'll just have to call AAA.
At All Care. Midland Armory and
what is that hand stuff? Did you see that?
No matter what kind of vehicle you have, they've got you at All Care. Midland Armory.
What is that little twist?
No matter what kind of vehicle you have, they've got you at All Care. Midland Armory and no matter what kind of vehicle you have, they've got you at All Care. Midland Armory.
What is that with the fingers? What is he doing?
Out. No matter what kind of vehicle you have, they've got you at All Care. Midland Armory.
He's not human.
.com. And then Stoney's Bar in downtown Rockville. Tomorrow night is bike night. Be sure to check it out. Get some time in on the patio. As soon as you can, they've got the best patio around. Stoney's Garage, the indoor-outdoor patio bar. You're going to love it. Live music every single week.
They've got the best patio around. The beer and food sucks, but dear God, the patio. It's some of the best slabs of concrete you've ever seen in your life.
And nowhere more fun than Stoney's. On Sunday, go get a bloody at Stoney's, for Christ's sake. You'll love it. That's Stoney's Bar in downtown Rockville on Broadway. Go see Cheetos.
Go see Cheetos. Go see Cheetos. Tell them Cheetos sent ya. Okay, anyway.
Palace Hotel Talon.
Palace Hotel Talon. How come my phone hasn't rang? Maybe. Leave me a message. Win a shirt. Maybe. Maybe. All right, I'm going to get out of here because it's quickly becoming golden hour in beautiful Tallinn. It's so pretty. It's so pretty. Yeah, so I'm going to go out and enjoy the night. Maybe I'll be back later. Maybe I'll stream from my phone. But we do have a message. Let's see. Will it play?
a chronological appraisal of Patrick Melton's show. Good. Bad. Good. Initially, he's full of witty, idiosyncratic observations about the UK, but as the American comic set progresses, the perceptive material disappears and a far less appetizing routine emerges. Melton's tactic is to shock with brash comments like, I got into a fight with a midget on Twitter, and then he deconstructs the remark in the hope of humor. Unfortunately, this works with limited success, and Melton too often comes across as pig-headed. It's cringy and uncomfortable viewing as he haplessly plows on in the same offensive furrow before finding a small salvation at the end. Though bookended by quality, the show's main body leaves a lot to be desired. Critics score you 2 out of 5. You okay?
Am I okay about a 2016 review of a comedy show where a guy doesn't like midget jokes? Oh, man. I don't know. To be honest, I've never recovered. When that review came in, my family left me, my children spat in my face. They didn't even let me pick them up from daycare anymore. Timon and Pumbaa won't even sit in my lap. So, short answer, no. I am far from okay, and I may never be okay again. Okay, we're going to get out of here. Is there any more? I'll wait, Goldville. You want to get some more zingers in? Again, like, what are we doing? You sure you didn't eat those wings? You couldn't even get on a plane because you're too fat. The stairs. Stairs. Well, it's a true story that I did get in a fight with a midget on Twitter. You can just go back on my Twitter and look at it. It's true. Love you, Patrick. Glad you haven't died in Estonia. We'll watch your show on repeat. They're listening to my show outside the door. Like, until people are, like, standing there. All right. We may be back later. We may not. Godspeed. God free. And God save the king. Hopefully there's enough Coke Zero to get us through this. Also, Paris tomorrow. I'll probably do a show from Paris. So give me ideas. I really am looking for ideas of what to do. So leave a comment. What should I do in Paris? And I'll probably only have a few hours. So give me something good. Give me a good restaurant. Where should I go for dinner? You probably have a nice dinner in Paris, alone, at a bar. This is a Bauer ending. You're welcome. I keep getting sidetracked with things that actually talk about. Bauer just goes, "Yo, I'm gonna leave you," and that's Cardiff's kid. She's just acting black. So black. Get out of here, you blacks. What a nut. What an actual nut. Thank you for watching. Any Estonian advice or anything you want a picture of or you want me to ask an Estonian? If you want me to do something, you got one more night. So leave a comment. Let me know. Peace out. Learn to grow.